Today on WCHL, avoiding $20,000 in damage and a 15-hour blackout, Sunday came down to two numbers, 0.10 and 0.3.
The estimated damage to the car was $10,000. They estimated the damage to Duke Power's equipment at $10,000, too.
And we're nearing the end of our top stories of 2013. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carboro traffic and weather together in championship sports. Carolina men's basketball hoping to close 2013 with win number 2100. And another football player says he's leaving for the pros early.
Hey, I'll take 12 million bucks for a year's work. Wouldn't you?
That's today on Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
37 degrees and partly to mostly cloudy skies. A little bit of fog out there as well if you're driving around in Chapel Hill. 36 in Carboro and Hillsboro. Happy New Year's Eve, everyone. It's going to be a nice day today. Sunny skies with highs in the lower 50s. Clear skies tonight for those of you celebrating midnight with lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, New Year's Day, another nice day. Sunny with highs around 52. 8:05 here at WCHL Studios. I'm Aaron Keg filling in for Ron Stutz today. Hope your new year is a good one. The driver who knocked out two power poles on Sunday, causing power outages for 350 Orange County residents for more than 12 hours, was less than half a mile from his home, according to Chapel Hill Police. Lieutenant Josh Misamore says 23-year-old Franklin Delina Goncalves was charged with driving while impaired after losing control of his vehicle just 3/10 of a mile from his residence.
The estimated damage to the car was $10,000. It's a 2004 Acura, so that's probably a good bit of the value of the car. They estimated the damage to Duke Power's equipment at $10,000, too.
Goncalves' address is listed as 1250 Ephesus Church Road. That's the park at Chapel Hill apartment community. The police report shows he took a turn too fast. His vehicle jumped the curb and lost traction.
It's possible that there may have been an additional citation related to the driving, speeding, or careless and reckless or something like that. But as far as the charges that he was taken before the magistrate on, it was just the DWI.
Two power poles were taken out by the incident, but Lieutenant Misamore says the evidence did not point to Goncalves hitting both of them, as was earlier rumored.
I think the second was brought down by the weight of the stress from the wires coming down from that pole, so it doesn't look like it actually struck both.
Goncalves was released on a written promise to appear in court by the Orange County magistrate. His court date is set for January 6th in Hillsboro. Well, it is New Year's Eve, and that means we're taking a look back at our top 10 news stories and our top 10 newsmakers of the year that was in Orange County 2013. It's all part of our annual Year in Review special. We do it every single year. You can get the full special on our website, chapelboro.com. We'll be airing it in full tonight as we get close to midnight. And here on the morning, afternoon, and evening news, we've been counting down those top 10 lists one by one over the course of the week. We began the day after Christmas, and as we get close to New Year's Day, we are making our way up to number one. We're up to number four right now. And our number four news story of the year from 2013, business growing in Orange County and Orange County economic development. A lot of developments on this front in the last 12 months. Economic development has been the watchword in local government for the past few years, but in 2013, Orange County began to see that focus pay off in big ways all over the county. In Chapel Hill in April, the town celebrated the culmination of nearly a decade of planning with the grand opening of 140 West, eight-story mixed-use development home to 140 condos, retail, restaurants, and an outdoor plaza. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt says the building provides a vital link between East and West Franklin Street.
What we're hoping is that folks will be able to now experience the fullness of what downtown offers. This provides that bridge.
In November, University Mall officials, meanwhile, announced the Dillard's Department Store will leave the mall to make way for Silver Spot Cinema, a luxury movie theater set to open in 2015. By next year, the mall will also host a slew of new stores as former tenants at University Square on Franklin Street relocate during that property's renovation. That was a big development this year as well. In February, the town council approved a $100 million plan to transform University Square into a new mixed-use development called 123 East Franklin. Big changes there beginning next year. Construction could last until 2017. Meanwhile, Carrboro, once a quiet mill town, is now on its way to becoming a mecca for arts and entertainment. This August, the town welcomed its first hotel, the Hampton Inn & Suites, which became the anchor tenant at 300 East Main, a commercial complex that also boasts the town's first parking deck. Carrboro Economic Development Director Annette Stone, excited.
The hotel will bring visitors downtown, which will put folks in our shops and our restaurants. So it'll be very beneficial to our businesses downtown.
The beloved gift shop Cameron's was the first store to open in the retail space underneath the hotel. Womancraft Gallery planning to follow suit. The Hickory Tavern Sports Bar is currently under construction, and other restaurants are in the works. Redevelopment of the Arts Center is moving forward next year as well, so more changes are likely for that area downtown. Meanwhile, Orange County officials announced in September that the county landed a deal with Japanese candy maker Morinaga to manufacture the popular high chew candy at a new factory near Mebane. County leaders hope that that will spur additional growth in the Buckhorn Economic Development District in years to come. County Manager Frank Clifton.
This is only 20 acres out of roughly 700 acres that have been rezoned for economic development purposes in the Buckhorn area. 20 acres has the potential to produce of roughly $100 million of asset valuation. That's a significant impact, and it offers us great opportunities for the future. It is a big deal in Orange County.
That plant will bring 90 jobs to the area, paying an average of $38,000 a year. Morinaga will likely break ground next spring and open in 2015. All told, 2013 was a year of big projects and new promise for Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County. More to come in the years ahead. That's our number four news story of the year. For our number four newsmaker of the year, we turn to campus. He's been in the headlines nearly all year long, but his ultimate fate hung in the balance until the very end. At number four on our list, we have P.J. Hairston, and it was a summer to forget for the junior Tar Heel basketball player, autumn to forget as well. The saga started back in May when the Tar Heel guard was stopped for speeding while driving a car not registered to him. Then he was arrested again on June 5th at a police checkpoint after being found in possession of marijuana and driving without a license in a car registered to a convicted felon, Durham resident Hayden Fats Thomas. A handgun was found near the vehicle as well, along with a magazine with 9 rounds. Luckily for Hairston, all those charges were dropped in late July after he completed a drug assessment and provided his driver's license to the court, but Hairston's need for speed did not stop there. 6 days after the charges were dropped, Hairston nabbed a new reckless driving citation while driving a car belonging to a female friend. In the wake of all of that, head coach Roy Williams suspended Hairston from the team indefinitely on July 28th, but continued to allow him to practice with the team and said later that he was impressed with Hairston's work ethic.
PJ has done more conditioning this preseason than any player I've ever had. He's done more than three times more than any player I've ever had. He has not asked me the question yet, but I know it's in his mind. He's wondering if he's on a track scholarship.
But the final verdict on Hairston's and the university's possible improper benefits connection with Thomas remained up to the NCAA, and they took a while making their decision. Athletics Department spokesman Steve Kirshner bluntly summed it up before an early game.
NCAA are still working together to resolve an eligibility issue. There's no timetable. It'll be done when it's done. And so I don't have to do this before each game. Okay? I'm not going to do this before each game. When something changes, I'll let you know.
Grew increasingly frustrated for Tar Heel Nation, but then finally in December, the official announcement came down from UNC that Hairston would not be suiting up to play as a Tar Heel ever again. Disappointing ending to the P.J. Hairston saga, but it was a saga that made headlines all year long for a school that is growing all too used to NCAA investigations. P.J. Hairston, our number four newsmaker of the year in 2013. We'll have our number three news story and our number three news maker coming up later on this hour here on WCHL. Well, turning back to that accident at 4 a.m. on Sunday morning, the one that knocked out power to hundreds of Chapel Hillians, the Duke Energy Progress merger may be at the heart of some power outage confusion some people might have had on Sunday. All customers are now under one company name, but remnants of the separate entities are still lingering, including on the website. After that initial blast of power outages at 4 a.m., about 350 customers remained without power. for more than 12 hours, better part of the day. Power finally fully restored at around 8:20 in the evening on Sunday. If you logged on to Duke Energy to check the outage and clicked the region of North Carolina that included Orange County, the former Progress Energy region that's highlighted in green, you wouldn't have seen any outages at all being reported. You would have needed to click the Duke Energy region highlighted in blue to see the outages reported for Orange County. Some people confused by that, but a Duke Energy media spokesperson says you'll just have to continue to use the website that way until the company completes the merge of its back-end functions. That merger was announced in 2011, completed in July of last year. It's 8:14. We've got to take a quick break right now, carrying over from last hour. When we come back, we'll have traffic and weather together. Coming up in WCHL Championship Sports, a look ahead at Tar Heel basketball taking on UNC Wilmington tonight, and a look at Tar Heel football, a player and a coach leaving officially the Tar Heels. More on that after this.
This is the time of year to take a moment and reflect on the things we care about. For Subaru owners, that can be a long and satisfying list. Because Subaru understands how much Subaru owners care about the community, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of six charities during the fifth annual Share the Love event, with our very own Lineberger Cancer Center as one of the donation choices. We are offering 15% discount on service when you bring five non-perishable food items to your appointment. Two great ways to give back this holiday season, both at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. Want a little extra to be thankful for this holiday season? Try adding to your Subaru family with a little wow factor, like a 2014 Subaru Legacy 2.5i for an amazing $179 per month. Subaru even has financing as low as 0.9% for up to 48 months on select models.
Stock number D4057EEA01. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. 4059 due at signing includes $1,500 lease, tax, tag, and 549 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $210.90 and selling price of $199.99. $0 security deposit. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery before December 31st, 2013.
The Subaru Share the Love event. Perform at Subaru.com.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Metamont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
8:16 here at WCHL Studios. Aaron Keck filling in for Ron Stutz on the morning news today. At WCHL, we're keeping the gift giving going with our 12 days after Christmas giveaway. This is the fourth weekday after Christmas. And on the fourth day after Christmas, my true love gave to me $50 credit to our local deal to help me save a lot of money. Today, you could win a $50 credit to ourlocaldeal.com, where you can choose from special deals and services local businesses are offering only at Our Local Deal. To get a chance to win this $50 credit, all you've got to do is follow Our Local Deal on Twitter at Our Local Deal and tweet us with the hashtag 12 Days After Xmas. That's 12 Days After Xmas. One lucky tweet will be chosen as the winner, and you'll receive a $50 gift card, or $50 credit rather, to ourlocaldeal.com. Happy fourth day after Christmas from WCHL. Time now for your traffic report, brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. Now with traffic, Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Aaron. We are seeing a couple slowdowns right now. No accidents reported in the listening area, but 15501 northbound between Ephesus Church Road and I-40 seeing a minor delay. Also, NC-54 heading eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing a little bit of a delay there as well. Not too bad out there, and we'll probably wait until next week until we see the heaviest of traffic as everybody truly gets back to work and all the kids get back to school as well. So be on the lookout for that then, and we'll keep you informed. But if you see anything throughout the rest of the day today, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And keeping it going with your weather report brought to you by FastMed Urgent Care. Doctor's office closed. Illness and injuries do not take a vacation, and neither does FastMed. Open 365 days a year. FastMed Urgent Care has you covered from A to X-ray. Visit FastMed.com for more information and locations near you. 35 degrees and mostly clear now in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. 33 degrees in Hillsboro. It's going to be sunny today with highs in the lower 50s. Beautiful day to end 2013. Nice night tonight as well. Clear skies with lows in the lower 30s. Be safe out there if you're heading out for New Year's Eve festivities, but weather will cooperate. And then tomorrow, January 1st, we'll have sunny skies to bring in 2014. Another nice day with highs in the mid-50s. Chance of rain moving into the area on Wednesday night into Thursday, but between now and then, we've got nothing but beautiful weather. 8:19 here at WCHL Studios. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, WCHL Championship Sports, looking ahead to Tar Heel basketball, taking on UNC Wilmington tonight.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Ring in the New Year's Southern cuisine style at Carolina 1663. Close out the year with an amazing meal and get ready to welcome 2014 with a champagne toast. Treat your taste buds to a four-course meal with a large selection of Southern classics, savory entrees, and our famous desserts. Carolina 1663, now open in the Sheridan Chapel Hill. Visit us online at carolina1663.com and plan to spend New Year's Eve at Carolina 1663.
Since 1975, Southern Season, with over 70,000 unique offerings and hard-to-find local products, has something for everyone. Whether looking for a loved one or 100 valued employees, our friendly and knowledgeable staff will make your shopping experience enjoyable. Visit today. Start with a meal at Weathervane, and then let us help you select a gift or make a gift basket especially for you. Southern Season, Chapel Hill's gift-giving destination for almost 40 years. University Mall, 201 South Estes Drive, Chapel Hill.
Discover how art can influence social change at the Ackland Art Museum in downtown Chapel Hill. The Ackland's new exhibition, The Samat Collective, Art and Activism in India Since 1989, on view through January 5th, features work by artists addressing justice and equality in the world's largest democracy, India. After experiencing contemporary Indian art in the galleries, stop by the Ackland Museum Store's India Bazaar to purchase goods to take home. Admission is free. For more information, visit ackland.org.
All right, time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you this hour by Landscape Logic. Tar Heel basketball taking on UNC Wilmington at 5 p.m. tonight in the Dean Smith Center. Only the third time in 50 years that the Tar Heels have hosted a home game on New Year's Eve, and so they're making a thing of it. They're calling it Happy Blue Year. Tar Heels wearing their blue uniforms at home for only the second time ever, and festivities for fans in the stands as well. Last non-conference game for the Tar Heel basketball team before ACC play begins at Wake Forest on January 5th. And joining us now to talk about the game is Harold Gutman of the Durham Herald Sun. Harold, thanks for joining us this morning, and Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you so much. Happy Blue Year to you.
Happy Blue Year, yeah. So what can we expect to see tonight from both the Tar Heels and from UNC Wilmington? What do we know about this team?
I think UNC Wilmington, much like Northern Kentucky, comes in on somewhat of a slide. They're 6-8. They've got a three-game losing streak. They've played two ranked teams already. They opened the year at Iowa and at Iowa State, and they lost two games by something like a combined 70 points. So I think it's another team that you kind of come to expect from the non-conference schedule in late December, where, you know, it's not UNC's caliber. Once again, it's a team that UNC should handle pretty comfortably, although I know we've been saying that for a while, and it hasn't really come to pass very much this season. But it should be a game for UNC to kind of get some confidence, get some momentum heading into the conference play.
Another bit of a tune-up game for the Tar Heels before ACC play begins with Wake Forest in a few days. Of course, that Northern Kentucky game, they won the game by 15 points, but definitely not a impressive performance for the Tar Heels. So looking at that game and then looking ahead to today, what needs to turn for the Tar Heels before ACC play really gets underway next month?
Yeah, you know, what was interesting about that Northern Kentucky game was actually the first 5 minutes went about according to plan. UNC went out to, I think it was a 14-2 lead, and then they kind of took their foot off the gas pedal or whatever cliche you want to use. Like, they kind of lost their concentration, the energy level wasn't there, their intensity wasn't there, to the point where I know Roy Williams joked that he wanted to have them run sprints at halftime, kind of his punishment. And I guess his assistant coaches talked him out of that, but instead they started the second half with a really weird lineup with four kind of backups and guard Marcus Page on the court. And then it kind of had the desired effect, you know, that new look lineup. They didn't give up any points in the 4 minutes they were in there. They went on a 5-0 run, and UNC won comfortably from there. So I think what you'd like to see if you're a UNC fan is kind of 40 minutes of sustained effort, enough of this playing up or down to the level of the competition, where UNC plays amazingly well against, you know, top 15 teams and then struggles against these unranked teams. I think you'd like to see the energy, the concentration level, you know, be sustained throughout the entire game.
Sort of a similar question. We're talking with Harold Gutman, by the way, Durham Herald's son. Sort of a similar questions along similar lines, but sort of looking ahead to the rest of the year, since it is New Year's Eve, talking about the coming year, 2014, and New Year's resolutions. What do you think UNC's New Year's resolutions are for the next couple of months? What do they want to change after the first month and a half of play?
I think they want to get more production out of their post players. So far, it's been really inconsistent. You have certain guys who are like Joel James and Desmond Hubert who are strong defensively and then have trouble on offense. You have other guys like Bryce Johnson, Kennedy Meek, who are very strong offensively and haven't put that same effort in on the defensive end. So I think you want, a more well-rounded effort from your big men. I think, three-point shooting was a concern. Now that Leslie McDonald's back and he's shown, obviously, the ability to hit some threes, so it's not all on Marcus Page. So you don't just have one person who's able to knock down a three. And we've already seen, opposing defenses go to some kind of box and one to kind of shadow Marcus Page and not give him the same looks. And I think you'll see more of that as we get into ACC play. So it's good to have, a second, or if they could even develop a third outside shooter. I don't know if J.P. Tokoto is capable or not. But I think those are the big things, outside shooting and then also inside play. And then just on defense, defense is more about effort than offense, and just to show that same effort on defense, game in and game out. I think those are the big things. And obviously, to stay out of trouble, I think, would also be the big thing. Now that it seems like they have their lineup intact, they know who they'll have going forward. No more surprises on that count.
UNC Wilmington tonight at the Smith Center, 5 p.m. Harold Gutman, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
All right, 8:26 here at WCHL Studios. Thanks again to Harold Gutman. We've got countdown to tip-off beginning at 3:30 p.m. this afternoon to get you ready for that game. We're going to keep things going right now with Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Hey, I'll take 12 million bucks for a year's work. Wouldn't you? This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. You may feel bad for former Carolina Panthers offensive coordinator Rob Chudzinski, who was fired after one season as head coach of the Cleveland Browns. But don't bother. Chud earned $2 million, leading the Browns to a 4-12 record that ended with 7 straight losses, and he is now owed $10.5 million more for the remaining years of his contract. We'll catch you at the Tiki Bar in Maui, Rob. The NFL is the greatest sports franchise in the Western Hemisphere, but boy, are some of their teams dumb. Chudzinski, a Toledo native and lifelong Browns fan, didn't exactly fall off a turnip truck when he landed the Cleveland job. He had an impressive resume from coaching at the University of Miami to two prior stints with the Browns to two separate stops in San Diego and last season with the Panthers. All head coaches were assistants at some point, and it sure looked like Chizinski was ready. But a team that makes a dumb hire and then admits it was a dumb hire deserves to fork over $10 million to the coach it fired. The Browns lack the one player any team needs to win in the NFL, a quarterback. And Chizinski could be an offensive genius. But if Brandon Whedon, Brian Hoyer, and Jason Campbell can't make the plays on the field, let's get a decent QB for the coach before you send him packing with 10 large. Don't cry for the 45-year-old Chizinski, who was well-liked with the Panthers before he left for the Lake and was replaced by Mike Shula. Chud has plenty of time left to bank the payout and still coach again. The same thing happened to Butch Davis, who was fired by Cleveland in the middle of his third season. He sat out the last 2 years of his contract and took the UNC job after having put $12.5 million in his checking account. But Butch was 10 years older than Chudzinski when he got canned, so Chud has the luxury of still being a young man if and when he gets back to the sideline. This makes five straight years that an NFL team has fired a coach after one season. So payoff money is obviously no sweat to these franchises that simply fire their own mistakes and praise the next one they hire. Instead of giving him millions as he hits the door, how about let's try giving him some time and tools to win? This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from one-of-a-kind custom carpet cleaning. It's half off. Custom specialty rug cleaning available now. Choose between $200 worth of cleaning a specialty rug, such as Turkish, Oriental, or Persian, for only $100, or $500 worth of specialty rug cleaning for only $250. When it comes to cleaning specialty rugs, you want to be sure that a true expert is taking care of it. It's half off from one-of-a-kind custom carpet cleaning. It's available for limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This weather report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers, good to go. 35 degrees and mostly sunny now in Chapel Hill Carborough, 33 degrees in Hillsboro. It's going to be a beautiful day today for New Year's Eve. Sunny skies with highs in the lower 50s, overnight lows in the lower 30s tonight with clear skies. If you're heading out for your New Year's Eve festivities, you'll have good weather to deal with. And then for tomorrow, January 1st, New Year's Day, we're looking at another night. Nice day to bring in 2014, sunny skies with highs in 50s. Chance of rain developing after midnight on Wednesday night with lows in the upper 30s, and then a 40% chance of rain throughout the day on Thursday, highs around 52. Two-day cold snap after that for Friday and Saturday, highs only around 40, warming up again by the end of the weekend. 8:31, time now for CBS.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
We heard this big boom, and we ran outside and seen black smoke and then orange smoke.
A train loaded with crude oil derailed near Castleton, North Dakota. Cass County Sheriff Paul Laney is urging residents to evacuate.
It's a very heavy plume of smoke and carcinogen coming from the burning wreckage of those cars.
KFGO's Don Haney's talking with firefighters.
Because of the danger of explosions and the intense heat from the fire, they were opting to stay away, letting it burn itself out.
He says BNSF Railway has people on scene, too.
There is a sound of portable generators, a huge fleet of trucks moved in, all of the specialized equipment that the railroad has brought in to start trying to clear some of the wreckage.
The railroad says a westbound grain train derailed yesterday, causing an eastbound train carrying the crude to slip off the tracks, too. No injuries reported. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
8:32 here at WCHL Studios. Aaron Keck filling in for Ron Stutz today on the morning news. North Carolina and South Carolina keep growing at a strong clip. U.S. Census Bureau announcing its national and state-by-state population estimates on Monday, projecting that North Carolina's population went up by about 100,000 in the last year alone. It now sits at 9.85 million. That's 10th highest among the states, just ahead of New Jersey at number 11, just behind Michigan at number 9. If the trend holds, North Carolina will take over from Michigan at number 9 soon. South Carolina, 24th highest among the states, a little less than 4.8 million people. That's also up about 50,000. Census Bureau estimated the U.S. population as a whole at 316.1 million. That's a lot. A Michigan university, Lake Superior State, has issued its annual list of banned words: selfie, twerking, hashtag, Mr. Mom, Twitter sphere, T-bone, Obamacare, intellectually or morally bankrupt, and anything on steroids. I have to confess, I've already used two of those on the air today. The town in 2012 came together to create a vision for future growth in 2013. Chapel Hill woke up to the realization that implementing that plan might be more difficult than first imagined. We're looking back at the top 10 news stories and the top 10 newsmakers of the year that was in 2013 in Orange County on this New Year's Eve. We've been counting down the top 10 as part of our annual year-in-review special all week long since the day after Christmas, one by one, gradually working our way up to number one. We'll get there tomorrow. Today, we're up to number three, and our number three news story of the year is looking ahead to plans for future growth, implementing Chapel Hill 2020. A lot of developments on that front over the course of the year. Chapel Hill launched a slew of planning exercises to translate the lofty ideals of the 2020 plan into concrete direction for residents and developers. The first of those was the Central West Steering Committee, charged with creating a plan for future development at the intersection of Estes Drive and MLK Junior Boulevard. But the process was highly contentious, as neighbors felt their input was largely ignored.
We strongly disagree with this picture that high density is needed to save our neighborhoods.
That's David Tuttle. After nearly a year of debate and $250,000 in consultant fees, the council ultimately unanimously adopted a plan that was smaller and less dense than originally proposed. More agreement at the end of the process than there was at any point in the foregoing. Committee co-chair Amy Ryan said that was a direct response to community criticism.
We heard back loud and clear that this is too big and too dense. So when we came back and worked up the final Central West plan, you'll see that our numbers have gone down considerably. So we did hear that it was time to pull back.
Meanwhile, on the other side of town, the work of the Obie Creek Compass Committee has been less contentious, but that's only because most committee members are united in their opposition to the plan that's already in the works. Developer Roger Perry wants to build a mixed-use project across from Southern Village that would be roughly the same size as South Point Mall. He says the 1.5 million square foot development plan is key to the project's economic viability.
You want us to be successful. The last thing you want is a failure here. We feel like that this is a scale that is in the best interest of being successful for us and the town.
But many on the committee say that's too much. Throughout the year, their work focused on scaling it down. But in the end, the group decided the town council needs to get more information and a whole new plan before moving negotiations to the next phase. Committee member Susanna Dancy.
I don't think the town council has the information right now that will allow them to specifically define the things that they want as an outcome from that negotiation.
And further across town, the Ephesus Fordham redevelopment plan has been moving forward without much debate, but the plan does raise questions about how the town will apply a new zoning technique where council draws boxes on a map and developers fill them in using brick and mortar. Many also worry that the redevelopment of aging apartments will mean the loss of affordable housing in the area. All of those part of the implementation of Chapel Hill 2020, our number three at news story of the year in Orange County in 2013. Turning to Carrboro, though, for our number three in newsmaker of the year. After more than two decades in town government and 8 years as Carrboro mayor, Mark Chilton had already developed a reputation as an outspoken political figure with a flair for the dramatic.
Something there is that doesn't love a wall, that sends the frozen groundswell under it.
Did Dr. Chow get who we are as a community at all? Okay. That issue was litigated in Orange County Superior Court. That's been decided.
I know it's not Chapel Hill's responsibility.
I know 43% of it is Chapel Hill's responsibility.
If you screw up so bad that you get a parking ticket in the town of Carrboro, there's definitely nothing that I can do to help you.
But in the summer of 2013, Mark Chilton took his advocacy to a new level and in so doing helped spur a movement that's resonated on a national stage.
Well, I was the very first person arrested.
On June 3rd, Chilton was one of more than 150 who were arrested at the state legislature in what was dubbed Mega Moral Monday.
They had no authority to make us leave the building. You had a constitutional right to be there.
It was the largest Moral Monday protest yet, but it was the presence of elected officials that particularly grabbed the national attention. Many of those elected officials were from Orange County. Indeed, there were enough members of the Carborough Board of Aldermen there to constitute a quorum, and Chilton was the most prominent among them.
The legislature is not only gutting our social safety net and our educational system and our environmental safeguards, but they're also trying to make their changes permanent by changing our system of election.
But while Chilton made headlines in June for standing against the General Assembly, in August he was back in the news for trying to join it.
I have decided to put my name forward as a person to be appointed to replace Senator Kinnaird.
Chilton ultimately lost the appointment to replace Ellie Kinnaird in the state Senate. Valerie Fouché got it instead, but polls consistently showed him leading all the declared candidates among the voters themselves. After all that, Mark Chilton actually ended 2013 by leaving politics, at least temporarily, stepping down as Carborough mayor after four terms. Hundreds of people came out to a retirement roast for Chilton in October, making it clear he's already left a significant legacy from his work with Empowerment Inc.
Having his knowledge, having his ability has just made it wonderful.
To the many people he's inspired in his long career in politics.
When he was elected in 1991 and took office at the age of 21, that showed a whole generation of us that we actually could do stuff.
He's still young, barely 40, and it's likely we'll see a lot more of Mark Chilton in the years to come. But he's already made a lasting impression on Carborough, and Carborough's already made a lasting impression on him.
I've really enjoyed it, from being in the holiday parade to chasing protesters out of the proposed CVS building to being arrested on Moral Monday, you name it. It's been kind of a wild ride.
Mark Chilton, our number three newsmaker of 2013. We're continuing that countdown tomorrow with number two and number one. We'll be re-airing that entire year in review special in full tonight as we get close to midnight. And you can check out the full year in review special all the time, every day, on our website, chapelborough.com. It's 8:39 here at WCHL Studios. Commentators up next.
Solutions. Ever noticed how you're always giving up things you like? Stop doing this, stop doing that. With BMW's Happier New Year event and a holiday credit up to $2,000, this holiday season truly will be the happiest in history. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW in Chapel Hill. We're ringing in the holidays with more wows than ever before. BMW's $2,000 holiday credit plus other great incentives such as $500 loyalty cash, parking a new BMW in your driveway in time for the holidays has never been more exciting. Hurry into Performance BMW for the Happier New Year event. Make a resolution that doesn't involve giving up something you love. As the three-year volume leader, Performance BMW has everything you need to not just have a happier New Year, but the happiest New Year ever. Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmw@chapelhill.com.
Dealer retains holiday credit and any other incentive which are model-specific. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for a specified term. See dealer for details. Take delivery before December 31st, 2013.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence. Wow!
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
6 seconds on the clock. Taylor spins, pulls up, and hits the jumper. Let's go to the instant replay. Taylor made a move past the guard, and what was that?
Looks like he pulled out his phone and called Geico for a free rate quote.
In the middle of the game?
He saved hundreds of dollars on his car insurance and nails the shot.
You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him.
Students, alumni, and faculty of any ACC school could qualify for a special discount on Geico auto insurance. Call or go to geico.com/the ACC.
Dorothy, dear, wake up, honey. It's Auntie M.
Auntie M?
For a minute here, we thought you'd left us.
Oh, but I did leave you, Auntie M. I went to Bredman's.
Bredman's?
Oh, it's a wonderful place, full of comfort food and good, friendly people. And breakfast was there, and lunch was there, and dinner was there, too.
All three at once? Dorothy, you must have been dreaming.
Bredman's Restaurant, since 1974, a Chapel Hill tradition.
Oh, Auntie M, there's no place like Bredman's.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Jane Salemson.
Recently, the news has been telling us about the humongous quantities of mail and packages that have and are going through the system on its way to families, friends, and loved ones, near and far. Unfortunately, in this season of joyousness and goodwill to all men, it is disturbing to realize that not everyone shares these attributes. Here is a local tale which will make one despair and act as a warning to us all. Last week, when I was out to dinner with fellow musicians between two performances of the Nutcracker Ballet, one musician was constantly keeping an eye on his phone. He apologized and said he was waiting for updates from his wife. It seems the mailman had delivered a package and had rung the doorbell to inform the residents. This was heard, and his son went upstairs to get some shoes to go outside. It took about 2 minutes, but by the time he got outside, the package was gone. The package, lovingly sent by grandparents, was nowhere to be seen. Neither was a person close by or a car rushing off. It seems that an unscrupulous person follows the mail truck watching for deliveries, waits to see if anyone answers the door, and if nobody does, runs up to the door, grabs the packages, then hides somewhere until the coast is clear. There was nothing the father could do. As the package had been delivered, the insurance was not in effect. I have not heard the end result, but for all of us who feel comfortable having packages left on our doorsteps or patios, this is a hard lesson to learn. Yet another instance of the statue of ideals being chipped away. Is this quite common, or am I too naive to believe in goodwill at Christmas time? This is Jane Salemson.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County residents can recycle cups, tubs, buckets, and other rigid plastics that aren't bottles using the purple dumpsters at any of the county's five convenience centers. Plastic lawn chairs, planters, and toys without metal axles or batteries can also go inside these special collection dumpsters. For more details, please call 919-968-2788 and remember to recycle all you can.
It's holiday time at the Carolina Inn. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn. Enchanting decorations inspired by the traditional holiday song, The 12 Days of Christmas, are now on display throughout the Carolina Inn through January 2nd. Enjoy magnificently decorated trees, beautifully appointed holiday scenery, and events to keep you and your little ones entertained. Experience the magic of the season with the Carolina Inn. For more information, visit 12daysevents.com.
8:45 here at WCHL Studios. Aaron Keck with you on the morning news, filling in for Ron Stutz today. Big news from Tar Heel football. UNC offensive lineman Russell Bodine has decided to forego his senior season as a Tar Heel and enter the 2014 NFL draft, joining his classmate Eric Ebron in his decision. Bodine has started 2 years for Carolina, mostly at center, but he also played some at left guard in 2013. He says playing in the NFL has always been a dream, and he's ready to move on to the next level in his career. Bodine says he's thankful for all his years at UNC for, quote, helping me become a better player and person. Bodine averaged 73 snaps a game in 2013, earning an honorable mention for all ACC selection. Head coach Larry Fedora had this to say in a statement, quoting again now, "We wish Russell the best as he takes his next step in athletic career. He has been a good player for us over the last 2 years, starting every game on the offensive line and has a bright future ahead of him." You can follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Also developing from Carolina football, tight end coach and recruiting coordinator Walt Bell's days of calling offensive plays for the Tar Heels will hold at one, as he's agreed to take over as offensive coordinator at Arkansas State. Bell filled in for former UNC offensive coordinator Blake Anderson in the Belk Bowl. December 28th marked the first day on the job for the Red Wolves' new leader, Anderson. Then via Twitter Monday night, Bell said, quoting now, "When Blake Anderson asks you to be the OC, there's only one answer, hashtag howl yes." Bell played football at Middle Tennessee State. He became a full-time assistant under Larry Fedora's direction at Southern Miss, where Bell coached wide receivers. Fedora brought Bell with him from Southern Miss, and the 2013 campaign marked their second season coaching at Carolina. Bell's tweet also mentioned that Anderson is taking UNC graduate student Luke Pascal with him to Arkansas State as well. 8:46 here at WCHL Studios, back in a minute with traffic and weather.
If you want a family doctor that focuses on your overall health, not just your symptoms, consider Carbro Family Medicine for your health care needs. Hi, this is Ashley Bowman. It is very true when we say there's no place like home. At Carrboro Family Medicine, you are a neighbor, not a number. Nothing is more important than your health, and Carrboro Family Medicine's mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness to your entire family. Please visit our website at CarrboroFamilyMedicine.net.
With New Year's resolutions, ever noticed how you're always giving up things you like? Stop doing this, stop doing that. With BMW's Happier New Year event and a holiday credit up to $1,000, this holiday season truly will be the happiest in history. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW in Chapel Hill. We're ringing in the holidays with more wows than ever before. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a holiday payment credit up to $1,000 or financing as low as 0.9% for up to 60 months. Wow! Parking a certified pre-owned BMW in your driveway in time for the holidays has never been more exciting. As the volume leader, Performance BMW has everything you need to not just have a happier new year, but the happiest new year ever. Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmw@chapelhill.com.
Holiday payment cash on select models. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for a specified term. See dealer for details. Take delivery before December 31st, 2013.
Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence. Wow!
8:48, time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries, serving nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef, piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys at Meadowmont Village. Traffic is still looking okay out there. 15501 Fordham Boulevard, NC54, looking good in all directions through Chapel Hill, Carrboro. I-40 problem-free, east and westbound from Hillsborough to Raleigh. Nothing to report in Durham either. Again, as Grand Northam mentioned earlier this hour, a lot of people still staying home for the Christmas New Year holiday, so not quite as many cars on the road as we might otherwise see for a day like today, but that is good news for those of us who are. If you're seeing anything that we're not reporting, though, as always, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL or call Rand in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, and let us know what's going on. Be safe when you do. And this weather report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. Temperature now beginning to pick up. 37 degrees in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. 36 in Carrboro. 35 in Hillsboro. It is mostly sunny out there right now. Still a bit of fog being reported, but otherwise a nice morning. It's going to be a beautiful day to end 2013. Sunny skies with highs in the lower 50s. Overnight lows down in the lower 30s with clear skies tonight. You're going to have nice weather if you're heading out for New Year's Eve festivities. Just be careful and safe out there. And then on New Year's Day tomorrow, we're looking at a nice day again to ring in 2014. Sunny skies all day with highs in the mid-50s. Slight chance of rain developing after midnight tomorrow night with lows in the upper 30s. We'll have possibly a rainy day on Thursday. Cloudy skies, 40% chance of rain throughout the day. Highs hanging around the lower 50s. Clouds will move out of the area on Thursday night. We'll have sunny skies for Friday and Saturday, but it will be colder. There's some cold air behind those clouds, so highs on Friday and Saturday will only be around 40 degrees with lows down in the lower 20s. Then the temperature will pick back up to the lower 50s again as we end the weekend on Sunday. 8:51 here at WCHL Studios, and it is that time of the day. Time to ask you to call in for $10 in Cruisers gift cards. If you know Wayne Pond's word of the day, he called in last hour around this time with the word, the spelling, and the definition. If you can remember, and this was a tough one today, I'll give you a hint, it's a three-word phrase. If you can remember the word, the spelling, and the definition, give us a call right now in the studio, 919-929-WCHL. That's 919-929-9245. Give us the word, the spelling, and the definition, and you win a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Steve Stimson is on the board of directors for the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill. He's been a very active board member since 2009. He's currently co-chair of the Development Committee, and Steve is today's WCHL hometown hero.
I've known about Ronald McDonald House for many years, and I've always thought they did a fantastic job. I was looking for for an opportunity in a more local, focused, extremely useful, worthwhile need, kind of an opportunity to give back. And I'd done some things with the American Cancer Society. A former colleague of mine was involved with Ronald McDonald House and had to move off. And so there was an opportunity for me to get involved, and they were happy for me to come on. But one of the things that made me excited about it is we did indeed, when my kids were very young, we had two families on my street with children had contracted brain cancer. And, you know, as a community, we were together through an incredibly tough time, which it makes me realize how critical a family's being together and being able to be close to someone who is ill is such an important part of healing. It's not just the feel good of being together, which is so incredible for the kids. I think it plays a part in the healing process. You know, this is something that Ronald McDonald House can provide.
Steve says the staff and all the volunteers at Ronald McDonald House believe so strongly in everything they do.
There's a core of care and a core of commitment and a core of no question whatsoever that the activity is worthwhile. It's just a very unrelenting dedication.
Steven Stimson is a biologist with GlaxoSmithKline Research and Development, leading the research team on musculoskeletal and metabolic diseases. He also is an adjunct associate professor in the School of Medicine at Carolina.
I was a postdoc at UNC in chronic inflammation and originally trained as an anaerobic bacteriologist at Virginia Tech, and have just always loved how the body responds to external agents, and it's led me to a career in the discovery of new medicine, and I've been very fortunate to have had almost all of that career associated with Glaxo, Glaxo Welcome, GlaxoSmithKline here at RTT. If there was one thing that I would most like this interview to lead to, there's so many more people, other people who have done so much more than I, but if anyone hears this and does become inspired, they can do something in the community. There are so many opportunities like this where they can make a huge difference and just do it.
Steve Stimson has a strong interest in giving back to Ronald McDonald House and other community concerns, but he also takes the time to enjoy singing in an a cappella group and photographing wild birds. Steve Stimson, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Larry's and Panades was Wayne Pond's word of the day. I think I'm pronouncing that right. L-A-R-E-S and P-A-N-A-T-E-S, meaning household goods and treasures. It's a Latin originated phrase that I'd never heard of until today, and I have to imagine I may never hear that phrase again. It was a stumper. We had a couple of stumper questions today earlier this morning from Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz. No one got the correct answer there, and Wayne Pond stumped the audience today as well. No one got the correct word spelling and definition today, but we will give you another chance to call in and tomorrow with another word of the day, courtesy of Dr. Wayne Pond, the first one of 2014 to ring in the new year. It's 8:55 here at WCHL Studios. We got to take a quick break. I'll be back in 2 minutes to wrap up the hour here on the WCHL Tuesday Morning News.
All right, time to cook me up some home-grilled hamburgers. Ingredients, check. Meat, check. All I have to do is fire up the grill.
Should have gone to Buns.
Buns, Burgers, and Fries, voted the best burger in Chapel Hill by readers of the Independent Weekly, the Daily Tar Heel, Chapel Hill Magazine, and ChapelBro.com on Columbia Street between Franklin and Rosemary. When you're in the mood for a burger, should have gone to Buns.
Is your high school student looking to get a head start on college? We've got you covered at Durham Tech. Hi, this is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. If you'd like to earn college credit while you're still in high school, we've got three options for you. Visit durhamtech.edu/CCP to learn more. That's durhamtech.edu/CCP. Durham Technical Community College, your future begins now.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the basketball court, teamwork is what you need to take on any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. And as always, thanks for your business and continuing to make Fitch Lumber and Hardware a family tradition.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Southeastern Services. It's over half off. Chimney inspection and cleaning available now. Southeastern Services is a full-service chimney repair and maintenance company that has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. They utilize a no-mess process, so there's no need to worry about upsetting your home. With today's deal, choose between a safety inspection and cleaning of one chimney for $59 or two chimneys for $115. It's over half off from Southeastern Services. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
And just a reminder, at WCHL, we're keeping the gift giving going with our 12 days after Christmas giveaway. It's the fourth weekday after Christmas. And on that day, my true love gave to me $50 credit to Our Local Deal to help me save a lot of money. Today, you could win a $50 credit to OurLocalDeal.com, where you can choose from special deals and services local businesses are offering only at Our Local Deal. In order to win it, all you've got to do is follow Our Local Deal on Twitter at Our Local Deal and tweet us with the hashtag 12 days after Xmas. That's 12, the number, 1, 2, 12 days after Xmas. One lucky tweet will be chosen as the winner, and that winner will receive $50 credit to Our Local Deal. Happy fourth day after Christmas from WCHL. Don't forget, tonight at 5 p.m., Tar Heel basketball taking on UNC Wilmington. Happy Blue Year, they're calling it. Tar Heels commemorating the fact that it's only the third time they've hosted a home game on New Year's Eve in the last 50 years. They're making it a special day. They're dressing up in their blue uniforms at home for only the second time ever. The only other time they did it was in 1990 during the ACC Big East Challenge against Connecticut, when Carolina was technically the road team, even though the game was at home. Tonight, they're doing it for a special occasion. It's Happy Blue Year. Tickets are still available, so head out to the game and catch it. We've got coverage of the game on WCHL beginning at 3:30 with Countdown to Tip-Off. I'll be back here for that. And one final look at your weather report to wrap up the WCHL Tuesday morning news. 37 degrees in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 36 in Hillsboro. 36 in Hillsboro. It's going to be sunny today with highs in the lower 50s. It's mostly sunny right now. Overnight lows tonight in the lower 30s with clear skies. Nice weather for New Year's Eve partygoers. Just be safe and careful out there. And then for tomorrow, we ring in the new year with another beautiful day. On Wednesday, January 1st, it's going to be sunny with highs in the mid-50s. That's going to do it for us here on the WCHL Tuesday morning news. Good to have been with you today. Coming up tonight at 5 p.m., Tar Heel basketball. Countdown to tip-off starts at 3:30.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community. Chapel Hill, where business is commerce plus.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. He's not out of the woods, not by a long shot, but brain-injured race car champion Michael Schumacher showed some encouraging signs overnight. Live to CBS News correspondent Vicki Barker.
A second surgery last night to control bleeding and bruising in his brain.
A new scan was carried out this morning, and it shows slight improvements.
Surgeons warn the seven-time Formula One champion remains in an artificial coma in critical condition with serious head injuries from Sunday's skiing accident.